So I think for about 12 minutes until 11, we'll look at one section in Parshas Vayetze. Vayelech Ruvain bimeik tzir chitim. This is Perek Lamed Pasuk Yedalid in Parshas Vayetze. If you have it, it's good to see it inside. Gracious Lamed Pasuk Yedalid. Vayelech Ruvain bimeik tzir chitim. Vayimtza dudaim basadeh. Now, the general interpretation of the commentaries is that these dudaim have a certain chemical power to them that could induce leda. And it was very important for Reuven to bring these dudaim to his mother Leah.
Father, today they have aphrodisiacs. It's not an unusual idea.
Right. But Tomer Rachel Leah tni na li midudae b'nech. So Leah requests the dudaim from her sister. I'm sorry, Rachel from her sister Leah. But Tomer la, Leah responds, Hama'at kachtech es ishi. Now, this seems to be an emotional confrontation that's based on competition. And Leah is accusing Rachel of, so to speak, stealing my husband, meaning Yaakov, within the context of this competition. And now you want to take Dudae Beni. And offhand, it seems a little bit strange, almost banal, secondary, that Leah is all upset, up in arms about the Dudaim. Maybe there are more Dudaim to be had, whatever it might be. So what I'd like to do is try to put this parsha into perspective based on the Malbim. I'm a big fan of the Malbim. Again, there are many different approaches to this parsha. But I'd like to see the Malbim. The first point that the Malbim makes here on Vayelech Reuven, Pasuk Yudalid, is very interesting. He connects, the Malbim connects this Vayelech Reuven with another parsha that we're going to see later on, in which Reuven fails because he takes Yaakov's mita, Yaakov's bed, and he brings it into the Ohel, taking it out of the oil of Leah, of Rachel, and brings it into the oil of Leah. But here, there's nothing wrong with Reuven's actions. On the contrary, they're very praiseworthy. Yisaper Sidkas Reuven, says the Malbim, this is the greatness of Reuven. When he saw that the fields are full of all sorts of wonderful things. He could have taken chitim, he could have taken kol megadim v'chol tuv, but lo lokach me'uma. He wasn't interested in physicality, in making himself wealthy. Rak dudaim. He's only interested in dudaim. That's what's uppermost on his mind. V'lo dudae gina. The Torah goes out of its way to point out these weren't privately owned dudaim, shenem hefker, but rak dudai sadeh, and those are hefker. And then the Malbim goes on to quote the Rishonim that dudaim misugalim laholada, they have a special power to bring fertility. Verotza, and his desire was she'imo tolid od bonim. And his mother should have more children. Now, this is an indication, says the Malbim, of the greatness of Reuven. A son doesn't necessarily want more children because it's more competition. He'd rather have all the action and all the attention for himself. But who ratza b'toalta? But he wants to see that his mother Leah would achieve her goal. And later on, he goes so far as to be Mevalbel Yitzue Aviv, but now he's doing the right thing. He's taking these Dudaim and collecting them, leaves out all the wealth because he wants his mother to have more children. He knows that that's her goal. The ato, and now yisaper inyan shtei imos. The Torah now goes ahead, leaves Reuven out. We've already established his greatness here, but now we want to talk about the two mothers. The Malbim goes on to say that both of them wanted to take a major role in forming Knesset Yisrael. Each one had its own, had her own contribution, her own approach into the greater entity, if you will, the metaphysical entity of Knesset Yisrael. And both were now involved in using their approach and their method and their goal. It wasn't a matter of totally, shall we say, there was competition. I don't think the Malbim is denying that, but it was a competition on a deeper level in terms of how to form and how to create Knesset Yisrael. Leah had her particular contribution and Rachel had hers. What is the critique of Leah against Rachel? And here the Malbim, I think, brilliantly puts this parsha into a new perspective. He says that Rachel's approach was to get the Dudaim. That's where her primary goal was in this particular context, in this particular confrontation. And therefore, Rachel at this point is not yet given to tefillah. She would rather have the Dudaim than tefillah. And that's why she comes forward and says, Tnili, Tnino li mi Dudaim b'nech. All the emphasis here is on Dudaim. Leah, on the other hand, as Chazal point out, is always interested in tefillah. A lot of it dates back to the time in Leah's youth when she thought that she was excluded from Yaakov and that she would be designated for Esau. And she prays and she prays and she cries and she cries. Vatomer la, now Leah raises the objection to Rachel in terms of the methodology that Rachel's employing. Hama'at kach teches ishti, lokach es gam dudai, es gam, gam es dudai b'ni, says the Malbim. Bame tishtadel, what is your approach? What efforts do you put in order to achieve your goal of being the mother of the children of Yaakov and Knesset Yisrael? Ishech yeh etzlech bitmidut. Your goal is to make sure that Yaakov Avinu establishes his tent, his mita, in your tent, bitmidus. And that means that your approach is that with the intimacy of a husband and wife, you surely will have children from Yaakov. And you successfully achieve the goal on one level of Yaakov notea oholo etzlech bikvius, that Yaakov established his kvius in the oil of Rachel, which again is going to incur the wrath and the jealousy of Reuven down the line. But says Leah, from that perspective, what you're doing is you're undermining my approach. Your approach is Tivtach alateva. You rely on natural causes. You want the Dudaim. You want the Ribui Be'ilos. And therefore you think that's going to bring about your achievement and your major role in forming the nature of Klal Yisrael by having Yaakov's children who will be the Shiftei Ka. And therefore, you go ahead not only in establishing Yaakov's mita in the oel of Rachel, your oel bekvias, but also lekachas gam es dudaibini. You want the dudaim. You think that that's going to achieve your goal. Umen Hashem yosur libech. However, you're missing the point here. And that is to turn to Hashem. Tov shetispalel elav. V'lo livtoach al inyanim tiviim, says the Malbim, Leah's critique to Rachel was why are you doing everything consistently in order to base yourself and activate the forces of nature, of Teva? Why not put the emphasis on tefillah, laz up it, as we would say in Yiddish? You know, larapos es yad, maybe you shouldn't put all these tremendous strides and efforts. And the Malbim says that at this point, Rachel hevina advarim, she understood. And therefore she turns to Leah and she says, you know what? Yishkov ima balayla hu, I'm giving up my night with the intimacy with Yaakov, I'm giving it over to you. Rachel was famous for that. What is it about Klal Yisrael that Rachel sees her approach as being primary, based on Teva, and Leah is more interested in something metaphysical, something more tefillah, in the area of tefillah? Why is it that Leah, in her formation of Klal Yisrael, emphasizes the role of the Eivishter, of the Ribono Shel Olam, whereas Rachel is emphasizing the role of man, of Teva? And perhaps we could explain this based on the difference between Leah's approach and Rachel's approach and the children that each one respectively bear. If we take, for example, Rachel, we have Yosef. We'll also have Binyamin. But let's emphasize now the similarity between Rachel and Yosef. Over and over again, the Torah emphasizes both with regard to Rachel and Yosef, Yifas Tor, and the handsome, you know, physical appearance of Yosef. On the other hand, we have Leah. Leah is the mother of not only Reuven, but also of Shevet Levi. And the difference between Yosef and Shevet Levi is that whereas Yosef is out there in the world, and he will face all the challenges that a Jew faces out there in the world, and that's the history of Yosef and ultimately Mashiach ben Yosef. But Leah is the mother of Levi, of the Kohanim. Their work, and we'll see this in Yisachar as well, is in the Pnim, in the inner world, in the world of the Beis HaMikdash, in the world of the Beis HaMedrash, in the world of tefillah, ki basi base tefillah yikare. And therefore, although both Rachel and Leah are competing for Yaakov's love, and in the sense love, I don't mean just physical love and passionate romantic love, but I mean the love to create Klal Yisrael through the children, through the Zera, but each one wants to have her impact on Klal Yisrael. And the impact of Leah is Yisachar at this point, because Yisachar represents the Torah learning. Yodei Bina, as the Pasuk says in Tanakh. Yisachar are the Morei Horah that teach Torah. And that's what Leah wants. She wants to have her part and expand her impact through the Shvatim on the nature, forming the essence of Knesset Yisrael. Rachel Shitasa is, shall we say, anchored here in this world, in the Avodas Chutz, going out and facing the challenges on the streets and in the communities and the cities of Klal Yisrael. That's the Avoda of Rachel. And in this competition, the Malbim puts this perspective in a greater picture of what each one of the Mos is trying to achieve. Again, as I said at the outset, we're just touching on the surface level here, but I thought that Malbim is something very, very important.